Fallen Angel by Eden Bradley, read by Chloe Ryan and Teddy Hamilton.
Chapter 1. Mist swirled around his feet, obscuring the hard-packed sand as Declan Byrne took his morning walk down the rugged beach. The sun was just beginning to rise, a faint amber glow casting the first golden rays of the day, barely touching the cresting waves of the Pacific Ocean. He loved it there, loved to come when it was still nearly dark, picking his way over the craggy rocks, the piles of driftwood and seaweed, the empty sound of the thundering ocean soothing him. Liam, his enormous black mastiff, trotted beside him, his only company. Declan preferred it that way. He reveled in the loneliness, the isolation of this place. It was a big part of why he'd come back here 6 years earlier. He'd needed the quiet. He'd needed to heal. Maybe he still did. Abby. No, don't think about her now. Don't think about her, period. He turned instead to the sea, watched as Liam chased the edge of the incoming waves, sniffing, then backing away as the water surged onto the sand. This was their daily ritual, how Declan got his head on straight before beginning work, before he had to interact with other people, something he'd been lousy at the last few years. He much preferred his dog, the ocean, the rough and lonely Mendocino coastline to people. His work as a forest ranger didn't require much human contact. This particular job included making sure trails were cleared, keeping order in the campgrounds, the occasional lost hiker, and sometimes training new rangers. But mostly, it was just him and the forest, the lone stretches of beach and rugged cliffs that made up the national park's coastline. Probably the biggest reason why he'd taken the job. That, and something about his father having worked in this area as a ranger most of his life, up until he'd retired a couple of years ago. Following in the old man's footsteps, no matter how he felt about him. But this place was home to him. His gruff father was home to him, even though they'd barely spoken since his mother died. Don't think about that either. The sun was coming up fast, warming the damp air as he and Liam climbed over the rocks to the next crescent of sand. Declan stopped and looked out to sea, tracking the rising sun, the surge of the gray and green water, and felt that brief moment of peace he sought each day. He breathed in the sharp salt air, filling his lungs, watched as a lone gull flew in low over the water on silent wings, skimming the surface just beyond the waves. Peace here. Yes. He didn't want to stop to consider why he needed it so desperately. A hard thump behind him. Shocking. How loud it was. How it made the ground shake. Declan spun around, his heart hammering while Liam went off, barking like crazy. A woman lying on the sand before him. He nearly tripped over her in the half dark. Had to dig his heels into the rocky beach to steady himself. The crashing of the cold surf faded into the background as he tried to grasp what he was seeing. Liam had stopped barking and was sniffing her limp body, his huge black head dwarfing her. He grabbed for the mastiff's collar. Liam, off! What the hell? She was naked, bleeding, one leg caught on the rocks, twisted at an impossible angle. His brain shifted into high gear as he bent over her, adrenaline swamping his veins in a hot, speedy current. Where the hell had she come from? Must have fallen from the cliffs. He looked up, peering through the pale light, his gaze wandering up the ragged cliffside. But he saw nothing, no one. Jesus, he muttered as he pulled out his cell phone and dialed 911. As the phone rang, he scanned her body, trying to assess the damage in the diffused light of the rising sun. Pale, waving blonde hair down to her knees, there were strange symbols painted all over her, her stomach, her thighs, across her bare breasts. They were lush and round, he couldn't help but notice, then cursed himself. The woman was half dead, for God's sake. Leaning in closer, he tried to find out if she was breathing. He didn't want to touch her. No, he wanted to touch her, he didn't dare. What the fuck is wrong with you? There, a small, gasping breath rattling in her chest. Thank God. An operator finally answered the phone, and he quickly told the man who he was, gave him details, his location. He hung up to wait for the rescue team, finally dared to reach out and lay his fingertips on her wrist to check her pulse. Bones like a bird. Wasn't that the saying? She was so delicate.